Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Let's get going now.
From KMOX Sports.
We're primed and ready.
All day, baby.
Man, let's go.
This is the Graybar Sports Open Live. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Here we go on a Thursday night, a full two-hour program this evening. My name is Matt Pauly. Great to have you with us. It is a Graybar Sports Open Line. We take you until 8 o'clock because we don't have Cardinals baseball. A much, much, much needed night off for the Cardinals. They're going to get back at tomorrow, opening up a homestand. They take on the Philadelphia Phillies, who I think are one of the best teams in all of baseball and a legitimate World Series contender. I think most people would agree with that. If we look at the Dodgers as being the best team in the National League, I don't think there's that much of a gap going from the Dodgers to the Phillies, especially when you see who they are running out in their starting rotation from one game to the next. If you want to join the program, there is multiple ways for you to get connected with the show. If you do want to call or text into the show, the phone number is 314-436-7900. 314-436-7900 is how you call or text. You can tweet at me if you'd like, at Matt Pauly on air, MattPauley on air. And for those of you who are watching on the video stream, and we always see those numbers start to build up at a pretty rapid pace right as we get going with the program, all you got to do is leave a message in the chat, and we'll see it. So whether you're listening and watching on Facebook or on Twitter or on YouTube, just leave a comment, however it works on those various platforms, and all those comments come right into our little studio that we are broadcasting from, and you can talk to us as we go along through the course of the program. So a little bit of news, and we talked about this for sure on the Redbird Rush Hour, but what we kind of all assumed would happen did happen, that the Cardinals are going to send Chris Roycroft down to AAA Memphis, and Rodery Munoz is going to be recalled. So just a few quick things on this, and we'll get more into it. I guess I should tell you about everything that's coming up on the show. Taylor Twellman's going to join us at about 6:35. We'll talk soccer with him. I'll just tell you right now, Taylor is he's traveling today. He's flying, so we had to pre-record that interview. So I've already recorded the conversation with Taylor. Very honest, very real conversation about the state of City SC soccer right now, where they are having a really hard time scoring goals. And we try to kind of dig in and figure out what is leading to that and what it might look like moving forward. So I always appreciate the candor that Taylor Twellman brings to our conversations. And I would say that was very much on display in our conversation today. So I think you'll want to hear that coming up at 6:35, whether you're a hardcore City fan or just sort of a casual observer, wanting to see them do well because you're proud of everything that is St. Louis sports. That's going to be coming up at 6:35. So you'll definitely want to be tuned in for that. Something that we're going to be doing on just about an every week basis now that they are into their season, we are going to try to have a Battlehawks player on every single week. And Travis Feeney is going to join the program this week. He's going to be on at about 7:20 or so, part of that defense that's been really, really good for the Battlehawks, and a guy who has been with the team previously. So he's going to join us here in just a little while. And then we'll also talk some hockey today with Mike Zook, a former St. Louis Blue. Big weekend for him because many years ago, he scored the game-winning goal for Michigan Tech in the Frozen Four, and now he is he's a St. Louisan, former St. Louis Blue, and I need to get some water, so I'm going to take a break right now. I'm going to go get some water so I can stop coughing, and then we'll be back coming up in just a moment or so. It's the Gray Bar Sports Open Line on KMOX. Back at it on the Gray Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. I kind of have my voice back after needing to end things and go get water. Here's what happened. You want to know the backstory? I every day when I come to work, I have a water bottle with me. Well, the power went out at my house today. So I was a little out of sorts. Like, I had to take a shower and get dressed and everything in the dark. Had to attempt to do my hair, which some people would say maybe I should try to do my hair in the dark more often. It might look better that way anyways. But a little out of sorts, right? I was trying to eat some lunch before I left, but I didn't want to open up the refrigerator door because I was worried if the power was out too long, then what was inside of the refrigerator was going to get warm. So there was just a lot of things going on. Had to walk through our basement to get to the garage, and that was completely dark. Then, you know, I had to like manually open up the garage because the power was out. So with all of that, I don't grab a bottle of water to bring with me to work as I do on an everyday basis. And of course, on this day, this would be the day where all of a sudden in the middle of a segment, I lose the ability to talk because I have a coughing fit. So there you go. The entire thing of us getting to where we're at right now with me being forced to take a break a little bit early to go get water, it all started when it was storming a little bit today, and we didn't have power at the Pauly household. When that storm came through, my wife and I were out. We were outside going for a walk, and we had our 10-month-old daughter in the stroller, and we didn't realize like a legit storm was going to be coming through, and it was windy. It was blowing stuff all over the place. Trash cans were getting knocked down. There's a lot of like road construction around where I live right now. They're redoing a road, and a bunch of the cones and everything were just flying all over the place. So we're like 4 or 5 minutes away still from our home, and it's starting to rain, and we've got a 10-month-old, and the wind is really blowing. We're not fully running, but we're walking very quickly. There was a guy outside that saw us. This is the kind of neighborhood that I live in, I guess, in Chesterfield. Everybody's very hospitable. Somebody sees us. It's like, hey, you want to come shelter in my garage for a little bit? I was like, nah, we're good. We're like 3 minutes from our home. But yeah, that was the day. Power going out, getting stuck out in the rain, all kinds of stuff. But all's well that ends well, and here we are hosting this show today, so all is good. Talking a little Cardinals baseball, they are back at it coming up tomorrow. They're going to match up against the Philadelphia Phillies coming up this weekend, trying to come up with a bounce back after having a very disappointing performance against the Pittsburgh Pirates. And I started the conversation before I had to rudely interrupt myself in the first segment. They make the roster move that, you know, we expected some version of this roster move. We didn't know for sure what the corresponding move was going to be, but they did send Chris Roycroft down and Rodery Munoz is up. And I mentioned this on Redbird Rush Hour. I'm really high on Chris Roycroft. I think he's got the potential to be a big time impact reliever in baseball. He's not there yet. He obviously still has some development, and we saw some of those issues. He looked really good in spring, and now it's an opportunity for him to go back to Memphis and work on some things. And he's going to be back with the Cardinals before you know it, and he is certainly going to put together some good performances this year with the Cardinals. So I think that Roycroft is going to be a key member of this bullpen at some point this year, again, once he kind of gets some stuff figured out. And he does need to get some stuff figured out. He's got to be more consistent in terms of throwing strikes. His velo has dipped a little bit. He's a velo guy. and it's dipped a little bit. So he's got to figure out where it went and how he's going to be able to go get that back for sure. So all that's got to happen, and Cardinals are pretty good at helping guys find those things out at AAA. The guy they're bringing up is Roddery Munoz. And, you know, he was kind of an under-the-radar signing during the offseason. And he was somebody who has been a starter through most of his career. And he's been a starter who hasn't been very good through most of his career. You look at what he did last year pitching with Miami. Had a 6.53 ERA. Made 17 starts, 82 and two-thirds innings. His walk numbers were really high. They were at 42. But they got him. He's a guy who he's got swing and miss stuff, which is something this team absolutely needs more of. And then I thought he was really good in spring. He made 6 appearances in spring this year, pitched to a 2.57 ERA, 7 innings pitched, 10 strikeouts, only 2 walks. So that was a really, really good sign of what he had going during spring training. Now, I get the sense that he was never really somebody that had much of a chance of breaking camp with the team. I think with him converting over to being a reliever, at the very least, the team wanted to see him do that a little bit at AAA. And at AAA this year, pitching for Memphis, he had thrown 5 innings over 4 games, has given up just 1 run on 3 hits, so he's got a 1.80 ERA. 7 strikeouts in 5 innings, that's a really good number. 5 walks in 5 innings, that's not as good of a number. Although that's not a end-of-the-world number if you're not giving up a bunch of hits. So you can deal with a walk per inning from a relief pitcher as long as other base runners are not reaching. He is one of the guys that makes me excited about what this bullpen is going to become. And I'm excited about Riley O'Brien getting it together. And, you know, I think I pumped the brakes a little bit more on O'Brien than other people because he's been given big league opportunities, and whether it's effectiveness or health, he hasn't been able to stay on the field, and the Cardinals are not his first organization, but the O'Brien stuff is still legit. O'Brien's stuff still plays at the major league level. So if he can put it together, that's a guy who can be a weapon for you. I think Gordon Graceffo can be a weapon for you out of the bullpen. There's other guys. You know, Tekoa Roby is a guy who I think probably gets to the big leagues at some point this year. He can be a weapon for you. So I like some of these pieces that the Cardinals have from a bullpen standpoint, and I am excited to see what Munoz can bring. And more than anything else, the Cardinals just need a fresh arm. They have grinded through this bullpen. And the point that, you know, when Kevin and I were talking last hour about going to the 6-man rotation, I think part of the reason that Kevin thinks that they're not actually going to do that is because of how much usage has already occurred within the bullpen. And if you're going to go to a 6-man rotation, you're essentially taking somebody out of the bullpen. So what has to happen there is starters have to go deeper into games. And right now, starters are not going deep into games. We had the conversation yesterday about Eric Fetty, and I'm not trying to completely and totally rehash what we talked about yesterday. That was yesterday. You can always go find the archive if you want. But for me, what was maybe a little bit more startling about where Fetty came out, it had absolutely nothing to do with him throwing a no-hitter at the time. It was just the fact that at 88 pitches, you felt like maybe he had another inning in him, and then that's one less inning that's going to be tasked to the bullpen. Or even if he comes out for the next inning and gets 1 out or gets 2 outs, it's 1 or 2 outs that won't go onto the bullpen. And the day before an off day, I guess that doesn't matter all that much. And that's not a part of it that we talked about a ton yesterday. But at the same time, it's not so much about the immediate impact. It's about the overall impact of the bullpen as the year goes along. You don't want to have a ton of guys who have made high 50s, low 60s appearances, because there's going to be some guys who just can't handle that. It's going to be that is going to be a problem. There's some guys that's not a problem. Phil Maton, you can go handle the ball time after time after time after time, and he's going to bounce back. He knows what he needs to do from a physical standpoint to always be ready. Cardinals have talked a lot. They talked a lot in spring training about the depth that they had from a pitching standpoint and being able to use that shuttle between AAA and the big leagues. And this is really the first time that they are utilizing it. I think there have been some other times already this season, and you are restricted within the first couple weeks of the year on what kind of moves you are able to make. But now those restrictions are not, they don't exist anymore. So other than a guy needing to stay at Memphis for what I think it's 10 days before being able to come back to the big leagues, unless there's an injury. Now that the restrictions are gone, I think another strength of this team is the ability to move guys up and down. Because if the bullpen is going to be used as much as it has been used, and if they are truly going to go to a six-man rotation, and you're not getting a lot of length from those starters, one of the ways to basically add to your bullpen is to be a lot more liberal in how you're bringing guys up and sending guys down. And it can't be an everyday thing, again, because you've got the rules about guys have to stay down in Memphis for a while. But I would think that we are going to guys starting to come up and down more often now, because that is something that could be a strength of the team. But I'd be excited about Roderick Munoz, and we'll see. Again, his big league numbers aren't good. I'm not trying to like run around the fact that he did not have good big league numbers, but this is one of the guys that I think can end up being a pretty important piece in the Cardinals bullpen, and you need as much swing and miss as you possibly can have, and Munoz is one of those guys. And where you're at right now in the season, where you got to find some wins, having a fresh arm out of the bullpen probably goes a long way towards that happening. We're going to take a break, and when we return, we're going to talk with St. Louis's own Taylor Twellman. I mentioned this earlier, but I'll mention it again. Taylor's traveling today, so I had to pre-record the interview, so I can really preview the interview because I know exactly what was said between myself and Taylor. It has been a very slow start to the year for City SC. They are having a very hard time scoring goals outside of one game where they scored three against LA. They've only scored one goal outside of that. They haven't given up a lot of goals. Defensively, they have been on point, but they just simply are not scoring goals. What has led to that? We'll get Taylor Twellman's thoughts on it. I thought it was a really interesting conversation. He is very honest, a lot of candor from him. So he is going to play that interview for you coming up in just a moment or so. Don't go anywhere. Taylor Twellman is with us in just a moment. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. It is always a pleasure when we get to talk with native St. Louisan Taylor Twellman, part of the team at MLS Season Pass and Apple TV. We'll talk a little City SC soccer with Taylor. Taylor, thanks for taking some time with us today. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. What's your general takeaway on what's going on with the City team right now? Because they can't score goals is the thing that is the overwhelming thing that we notice about the way this season has gone so far.
I mean, they've been shut out 5 of 7 games. It's as anemic as I've seen. Now, listen, Revolution have scored 3 goals this year. One of them an own goal, one a penalty kick, and one a free kick. So they haven't scored a goal from a run of play. And then you look at St. Louis City, and you just say, I don't get it. Now, granted, they've only given up 4. So on one hand, Olaf Melberg can say, listen, this is a team that was leaking goals last year. I fixed that, but he's not even setting up any team to go for it, right? And the reason why I say that is, listen, many of you that are watching, the last home game that they played against Austin, he played 5 defenders, 3 defensive midfielders. So there's not even a potential of this team scoring 3, 4, 5 goals a game, let alone 1 or 2. So, listen, are the players not efficient in the final third? Yes. I think some fans would probably listen to me say that and say, hang on a minute, they've missed some real quality chances. But all the analytics will tell you they're not creating a ton, and they're not really even going for it. So I think it's a fair criticism. They've been shut out 5 of 7 games. And quite honestly, I think they're going to be up against it this weekend and over the next 4 or 5 games. It's not an easy schedule for them.
Do you think it's a case of this is kind of who they are, or is it a case of Olaf Melberg's system and the things that he wants to do continuing to be put into place?
I'd argue those are the same. And that's a great way. I'm glad you asked that question, because a lot of fans have hit me up on social media saying, well, is this Olaf Melberg's style of play, or is this the players that they have? I would say this. Listen, the last, 8, 9 games last year, they were on a points-per-game pace that would have got them in the playoffs. So John Hackworth had tapped into Hartle and Toyshard and some of those players to score goals, Simon Betcher and others. Sure. But on the other hand, you look at other teams in the league, they're spending real money on attacking players. There's real pace. There's verticality. There's nobody on St. Louis City scares the opposition of running in behind, of playing at a game at a high pace. I'm just telling you what the other coaches tell you. So I think Olaf Melberg is very pragmatic. He's being very, very cautious with his approach. But I don't know if Wilfred Nancy took him over, who I think is probably the best coach in the league. I don't know if they're scoring 65 goals in a calendar year. I don't know if those players are there.
I can remember my first ever conversation with you after after you went over to Apple, and we were talking about the City system and Lutz Pfannenstiel, and obviously there's been different coaches, but the base of what they're doing has remained the same, and I remember you being skeptical about what they were doing from year number one with Bradley Carnell, even when they were having success. Do you still have the same type of issues right now as you did going back 3 years ago?
Yeah, but my confusion and question for St. Louis City as a whole is Bradley Carnell and Olaf Melberg are black and white. It's apples to oranges. So Bradley Carnell had his success, and listen, he was successful for the first 65% of the season. But I warned everyone, Sporting Kansas City coming in, that's the style of play that can really hurt him, and here we are, they did. What I'm saying is, though, is, okay, if you have a difference with Bradley Carnell, the philosophy and style of play, that comes from Lutz Pfannenstiel and the technical staff and all that. Olaf Melberg is absolutely 100%, 180 degrees different than Bradley Carnell. That immediately gets my attention and say, hang on a minute, has the philosophy changed? And that's where this gets very interesting to me. Because when Lutz took over and St. Louis City came into the league, it was high press, play as vertical as you can, play as quickly as you can. They start 5-0. Yes, some of the goals were gifts for the opposition, but there is a real propensity and energy to go forward. It's the exact opposite now. And so that is, I think, a fair criticism and question of the fan base, of the paying customer, to say, well, what is this? And can it change? Do I think Olaf Melberg can change? Absolutely. Do I think he will? I think he's going to have to. Now, I think this weekend becomes interesting because I'm not sure I would do it against Columbus when Columbus kind of plays into your style of sitting in, defending, and looking for the counter. But go back to my point. If you're going to sit in, counter, and play in transition, not a single one of your players thrives in those. So these are real questions. These are questions I have. I think a lot of people have. And quite honestly, this is the conversation when you bring up St. Louis City to other technical directors and other coaches and other owners in the league, because very quickly you went from Bradley Carnell to Olaf Melberg, and I couldn't be more blunt. It is black and white on how different they approach the games.
We were talking with Taylor Twellman. The Klaus thing, where he hasn't scored in forever, now he's coming off the bench. Is this who he is now, or is this still a case of trying to unlock him and get him back to who he was supposed to be when he was originally with this team?
No, this is who he is. And listen, a lot of fans were really upset with my critical analysis of him from the beginning. But this is who he is. Listen, I've always been a believer. Numbers don't lie. People do. And when you look at goal scorers, center forwards, ones that score goals for a living, I was that person. I can't hide away from my numbers. They are what they are. Now, do I think the position of the nine has changed where you can look at other different things to do and contribute? Absolutely. But that means you've got to have three, four players around you that are scoring goals consistently that complement what you're doing. Klaus is doing neither. And what I find very intriguing is when the conversation on social media with real educated fans, which is majority of what St. Louis City fans are, they're not using their eyes. Because they'll tell me, well, look at what Klaus is doing, look at this, look at that. The reality is you can't have a number nine that hasn't scored a goal in how many games?
One time.
So, I mean, we're talking about a player that has only scored in 16 games. Or contribute. Now, granted, every time he contributes in a game on a goal, they're unbeaten. And that was coming into this year. That might have changed this year. But again, I don't think he hasn't scored. So the point being is that that's got to change. And that has to. And the reality is the thing I said from the beginning, and it stays the same, and I'm interested to see what happens this summer. You cannot win in Major League Soccer when you're designated players, usually three. Now you can go two if you go young. But again, Olaf Melberg hasn't played a single player under the age of 24. So the young player from St. Louis City is not even playing. You have to hit your DPs, and they have to be home runs. And if you don't do it, then you're up against it trying to just make the playoffs, and that's where St. Louis City is in the moment.
Do you think the organization's feeling pressure just in the sense that they made the coaching change? They made all those moves in the transfer window. They moved on from some faces of the organization type guys and Vasilev and Nerwinski, and now they're in this spot. There were some big statements that were made by ownership leading to the season. Like, all that added together, and I know it's still early on the season, but do you get the sense that it's an organization that's feeling pressure right now?
I hope they are. I mean, listen, 7 games in, sure, there's, 27 games left, so a lot can happen. And you don't want to be too much of a prisoner of the moment, but the problem is that the ownership loves the city of St. Louis as much as I do, and part of the reason why I love St. Louis is everyone's educated in sports, and they're very educated in this sport. The problem is you open yourself up to pressure early when it is changing consistently in very drastic changes. And that's why I bring up the point of Melberg and Bradley Carnell, excuse me, that when you do something that drastic and that different stylistically, philosophically, all of that, well, guess what happens? Now now the paying customer is going to say, whoa, what is this? What does this look like? Now, you could call me in 2 months and they could win 9, 10 games in a row. Do I think they do that? No. I don't, because I look at the rest of the league and I see where, I mean, the fact that Atlanta United spent, what, $50 million on two attacking players? We're talking about a completely different kettle of fish. So I do think the pressure is on it. I think the players are feeling it. And that's where this gets interesting, because the city of St. Louis understands this sport arguably better than anyone in the league and anyone in the country. And they've got to be asking the question, whoa, what is this? Because when you're playing five defenders, three defensive midfielders at home, that's going to open yourself up to real questions if you're not winning. It's one thing to win and be boring. It's another thing to lose and be boring, and I think that's where St. Louis City is in the moment.
Final thing for Taylor Twellman. You mentioned earlier that there are some aspects of what City does that might be good against Columbus. What would it take? Is Sunday night soccer coming up this weekend? And great thing for people who are Apple TV subscribers. This is one of those matches that comes along with that subscription in addition to MLS Season Pass. But what is the key for City to maybe take a big step forward this weekend?
Their commitment to their defensive shape, Olaf Melberg has hit a home run. He's been brilliant with that. Henry Kessler, that was a controversial move for the fans, moving on from Tim Parker. That was 100% the right move. Henry Kessler in the conversation for Defender of the Year, seven games into the season. So their commitment to their defensive shape works. The problem is when you go up against the Columbus, if you are not a threat going the other way, they'll kill you. Because then they gamble and they throw numbers forward. If St. Louis City is at all the St. Louis City that I saw against the Galaxy on the road and efficient on the counter and having the ability to be a threat, they've got a shot. They've got a shot of winning and taking 3 points. If they don't and they go in and say, you can have the ball, you can use the shape, you can move us around how you want to, St. Louis City fans are going to be in for a long Sunday night.
Tell our listeners about Apple TV and MLS Season Pass and the amazing product that you guys put out on pretty much an everyday basis.
I mean, every game you see in MLS is seen on Apple TV. You go to Apple TV, the app on any of your devices, click Find MLS Season Pass. You go on there. But more importantly, this year we started a Sunday Night Soccer entity, which is the first time where the entire platform is committed to one MLS game. And I think it's going to be extremely exciting when people see the numbers and also see on a global scale what St. Louis can do in their support in Energizer Park on Sunday night.
Taylor, we always appreciate your time. Have a great call this weekend. I'm sure we'll talk again down the line.
Thanks, buddy.
That's Taylor Twellman joining us here on the program. Very honest conversation about where City SC is right now. Obviously, still incredibly early under the tenure of a brand new coach. So the system's still being put in and nothing has been decided yet. But where things are right now, it has not been a good start to the season. We'll take a break. We'll wrap up hour number one of the program in just a moment as we roll on with the Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
We start to wrap up hour number one of the program. Hour number two, we've got a lot coming up. We're going to talk with a Battlehawks player. Travis Feeney is going to join us at about 7:20 or so. Also, we are going to talk with former St. Louis Blue, Mike Zook. He's going to be with us, talk a little bit about the Frozen Four and what it means to him, because he is somebody who has a great experience with a game-winning goal to win a hockey championship, a college hockey championship. So we'll talk with him coming up at about 7:35 or so. Of course, we'll continue to talk some Cardinals baseball. Wanted to mention this. I'm not concerned about the Blues, because you could see it coming. Anytime you go on that kind of winning streak, you lose that first game, there's a very good chance that you're going to kind of exhale. They're still in perfectly good shape. I still think they're going to be a playoff team. They're still trying to avoid that final playoff spot where you have to face off against the top team in the first round. So I'm not overly worried about that. But I will say this, yesterday felt different when it wasn't the Blues making the big play at the end of the game, because Edmonton was able to, with not very much time left on the clock, I mean, the Blues were just, seconds away from securing at least a point. which goes a long way towards them locking in a playoff spot. They were 21 seconds away from that happening when Connor Brown breaks a 3-3 tie and scores last night. And that, it felt different. Does it have any like wide-ranging implications? Probably not. I don't think so. But it felt different because as the Blues went on their long winning streak, what did we see? We saw them doing that. In close games at the end, if it was a tie game, they would find the game winner. If it was a, if they were down by a goal, they would find that equalizer to force overtime. That was the things that they were doing. And it just, it felt weird because over that winning streak, and I've talked about this a lot, over that winning streak, at least for me, I can't speak for everybody else. At least for me, I started to almost expect them to do something great. And expecting greatness isn't fair. Never has been fair, never will be fair. But they kept doing these amazing things, and it very quickly got to a point where you just kind of expected them to do it again. And it just, it felt different last night when it did not happen. Now, again, one night, I think they're fine. Yeah, they've lost a couple in a row. Play well these next two games, get into the playoffs, try to find a little bit of momentum, try to find a way to maybe not be in that final wild card spot. We'll see what's going to end up happening when all is when all said and done as they and Minnesota kind of jockey for that spot. But it it felt a little different. Sidebar, and I'll be the first one to admit this to you. I have not watched a lot of Edmonton Oilers hockey, but I saw, man, the two plays, especially in the first period, where, you know, Corey Perry tried to snap Jordan Binnington's neck or slice his neck open when his skate went right into his neck there. And that's when Binnington, you know, reacted to him and shoved him and punched him and everything. And then the Blues, just a few seconds later, end up scoring a shorthanded goal, which was an awesome moment. I felt so good for the team in that spot. But that is a dangerous play. That Jim Montgomery said it in his in-game interview last night that, you know, as much respect as he might have for Corey Perry, for everything he's done in his career, that was not a hockey play, and that is something that cannot be in the game. That was dangerous. That was really dangerous. So good on, you know that Binnington already is a fiery guy. Good on Binnington for having the reaction he had. But then also Edmonton, when they opened up the door on the bench where Braden Schenn was coming in there and he kind of got, you know, sandwiched in there in a dangerous type. That's also not a hockey play. And for those of you who didn't see it, you know, Schenn's coming over there. He's in contact with somebody and then they open up the door. So basically his leg and kind of his body gets stuck into the crease of where the door opens up. That's, man, again, not that anybody in Edmonton is worried about what some radio guy in St. Louis thinks about him, but watching those two plays play out that way, I don't think much of the Edmonton Oilers after watching that. That's for sure. That wasn't hockey. That was no good, and that is a bad reflection on their organization for sure. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
at Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.